Shvi, the pasuk continues, Vayehi achar hadavarim ha'ele, and it was immediately after these words. Rashi says in Parshas Lech Lecha that whenever the Loshon of achar is used, it means immediately following these events. V'ho'elekim niso es Avram, and Hashem tested Avram. Vayomer elov, and he said to him, Avram. Vayomer hineni, and Avram said, Here I am. This is an expression of readiness and humility. When Avram says, Hineni, here I am. What does the pasuk mean when it says, Achar hadvarim ha'ele, immediately following these words, Hashem tested Avram? Following which words? And Rashi brings down two pshatim. In his first pshat he says, immediately following the conversation of Hashem and the Satan, Hashem tested Avram. The conversation went like this. The Satan said that when Yitzchak was 2 years old, Avram made a mishteh, a party, b'yom higomel es Yitzchak benoi. And during that suda, that mishteh, he did not bring one carbon for you. Hashem answered the Satan, the whole suda was made for the sake of Yitzchak. Were I to tell Avram to shecht his son Yitzchak, he would listen to me. So after that conversation, Hashem tested Avram to see if Avram would really shecht his son Yitzchak. Rashi says another pshat, that Achar HaDvarim Ha'ele means after the words and the conversation of Yishmael and Yitzchak, where Yishmael was boasting and saying that I did a bris milah at the age of 13 and did not refrain. On that Yitzchak answered, You are boasting over me because of one limb. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would tell me to shecht my whole body, I would not refrain and I will do what Hashem tells me. So it was after the words and the conversation of Yishmael and Yitzchak that Hashem tested Avram. The Rashbam says an interesting pshat on this pasuk. The simple meaning of Niso es Avram means that Hashem tested Avram. He wanted to see if he would pass the test. But the Rashbam learns pshat that Hashem was punishing Avram. Since Avram made a treaty with Avimelech, Melech Plishtim, in the parasha before, Hashem was upset because he said, this land was promised to you. There was no need for you to make treaties with Melech Plishtim. And therefore Hashem punished Avram by telling him to shecht his son. Ayin Rashbam. And the pasuk continues, Vayomer, and Hashem said, Kach no, please take. The reason why Hashem said a lashon of no, please, because he was asking Avram to please stand firm in this test and pass this test in order that people should not say that the first tests did not have any substance to them because you did not pass this test. So kach no, please take es bincha, your son. Avram said, I have two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael. Es yichidcha, your only son. Avram answered, I have two only sons. One is the only one to this mother, and one is the only one to the other mother. One to Sarah and one to Hagar. Asher ohavta, the one that you love. Avram said, I love both of them. Es Yitzchak, I mean Yitzchak. Why did Hashem have to go through so many words in order to tell Avram to shecht Yitzchak? Why didn't he say, Kachno es Yitzchak? Why did he have to say, Es bincha es yichidcha asher ahavta es Yitzchak? And Rashi brings down two pshatim. First of all, he says, because he did not want to rush Avram into making a quick decision, a decision out of confusion, a decision when he was disoriented. Therefore, he said it slowly, Your son, your only son, the one that you love, and then saying Yitzchak. He wanted Avram to do the Akedah in a state of composure and not in a state of being disoriented. And that's why he said, Bincha Yechidcha Asher Ahavta, and then Yitzchak. Rashi says a second shot, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give Avram Schar al kol dibur v'dibur on every one of these adjectives that he used concerning Yitzchak. Because when Avram will shecht Yitzchak, he will get Schar that he killed as bincha, your son, as yechidcha, your only son, asher ahavta, the one that you love. So in order to make Avram Schar even more, he said all these words. V'lech lecha, and go el eretz hamoriah, to the land of Moriah, which is referring to Yerushalayim. Rashi says, Tu pshatim, why Yerushalayim was called Moriah, either because Shemisham Teitze Haro, from there, instruction and Psak Halacha will come out to Klal Yisrael, Moriah from Lashon Haro, or because over there in Yerushalayim, they will bring the Ketores, in which one of the Samamonim, one of the spices of the Ketores, is Mor. And bring him up over there for a carbon oila. Hashem did not tell Avram to shecht him, but rather just to bring him up. Al achar hehorim asher oimar alecho, on one of the mountains which I will tell you where to go. Hashem did not tell Avram right away which mountain it was, because that is the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is mashel tzadikim. He causes the tzadikim to wait in order to increase their schar. Vayashkem Avram ba'boker, and Avram woke up early in the morning in order to be nizdareh la'mitzvah, to rush and do this mitzvah. Vayachavosh eschamoyroi, and he saddled his donkey. Even though it is not usual for a person like Avram to saddle his own donkey, his servants should have done that. But since Avram wanted to do the mitzvah so badly, he himself saddled his donkey. Vayikach eshnei ne'orav itoy, and he took his two young men with him, Eliezer and Yishmael, the ace Yitzchak benoi, and also Yitzchak his son. Vayivaka atzei oilo, and he cut wood for the carbon oilo. Vayokom vayilech, and he got up and went el hamokim asher omar lo halakim, to the place that Hashem told him to go to. Vayom hashlishi, it was on the third day. Vayisa Avram es einov, and Avram lifted his eyes. Vayar es hamokim meirochik, and he saw the place at a distance. He knew that was the right place because he saw an onon kosher al har. He saw a cloud affixed to the top of the mountain. Why did Hashem wait 3 days to show Avram where to go, like the pasuk says, Bayom HaShlishi? And Rashi answers again, because Hashem did not want to rush Avram into doing the Akedah, but rather he wanted him to do it in a state of composure. And that's why he waited 3 days, in order that Avram could think it over and not rush into it. And people would not say that Avram did it in a state of being disoriented. Vayem Avram el Na'orov, and Avram said to his young men, Shivu lochem poi im achamor, please wait here with the donkey. Va'ani and I, Vahanar, and the young lad, Yitzchak, Nelecha at koi, we will go till the place in front of us, a little bit further. V'nishtachave v'noshuva aleichem, and we will bow down, and we will return to you. Avram said in the Vuah, he was nisnabe, that both him and Yitzchak will return. V'noshuva aleichem, we will both return to you. Rashi says a second shot in Nelcho Atkoi. He says that Avram wanted to know how will Hashem keep his promise, that he promised him that his children will be kekoich ve'ashamayim, like the stars. Koi yiyazaracha, so will be your children. How will he keep this promise if I will shech Yitzchak? And this is what the pasuk is saying. Va'ani va'anar, and I and Yitzchak, Nelcho, we will go at koi and see how Hashem will keep his word of koi yiyazaracha. Vayikach Avram et sa'atzei ho'ilo, and Avram took the wood for the carbon oilo. Vayosem al Yitzchak benoi, and he placed it on Yitzchak his son. Vayikach biyodoi es ho'esh ves ha'ma'acheles, and he took in his hand the fire and the knife. Vayelchu shneihem yachtov, and they both went together. Rashi says that yachtov is telling us that Avram went with the same simcha to shech the son as Yitzchak, who knew nothing about it. That's how great Avram Simcha was. Vayomer Yitzchak el Avram Aviv, and Yitzchak said to Avram his father, Vayomer Avi, and he said, my father. Vayomer, and Avram said, Hineni v'ni, here I am, my son. Vayomer, and Yitzchak said, Hine ho'esh v'ho'etzim, here is the fire and the wood. Va'aye haseh lo'oilo, but where is the sheep for the carbon oilo? Vayomer Avram, and Avram answered, Elokim yiroloi haseh, Hashem will show us the sheep. But if not, le'oilo b'ni, my son will be the carbon oilo, you will be the carbon oilo. Vayelchu shneihem yachtov, and they both went together. And Rashi explains over here that now, even though Yitzchak knew he was going to be killed, he still went with the same simcha that Avram had. Vayavoyu el hamokim asher omar lo halakim, and they came to the place that Hashem said, Vayiven shom Avram es hamizbeach, and Avram built the mizbeach, vayarech es ho'etzim, and he lined up the wood on top of the mizbeach, vayakoid es Yitzchak benoi, and he tied Yitzchak his son, as Rashi says, Loshen Akeda is tying hands and feet behind him. Vayosem oisoy al hamizbeach, and he placed Yitzchak on top of the mizbeach, mima'al lo etzim, on top of the wood. Vayishlach Avram es yodoi, and Avram sent his hand. As we explained earlier, that a Lashon of Shlichus Yad shows an urgency. So he sent his hand, Vayikach Zah Ma'acheles, and he took the knife, Lishchot Es Benoi, to shecht his son. Vayikra Elov Malach Hashem in HaShomayim, and a Malach Hashem called to him from the heaven. Vayomer, and he said, Avraham, Avraham. He called his name twice, which is a Lashon Chiba, a language of love. Vayomer, and Avram said, Hineni, here I am. Vayomer, and the Malach said, Al tishach yodcho el anar, do not send your hand and do anything to the child. But Avram said, let me at least make a mum, a blemish in him. Let me do something so I didn't come for nothing. The Malach said, don't even make a mum. Ki ato yodati, because now I know, ki yirei elakim ato, that you are a God-fearing person. And you did not hold back your son, your only son, from me. Now I have what to tell the Umay Sa'olam when they ask me, what was the reason that I have such a great love for Avram? And the answer is the Akedah. If you notice, on the word Ata, in the Pasuk, Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, the trop, the stress, is on the first letter, Ata. Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, not Ata on the Tav. And so we find also in Parashas Bereishis, Ki Ofar Ata, because you are dust. Over there also, the trop is on the Aleph. The stress is on the first syllable. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Sefer Bereishis, in Parashas Bereishis, on the Pasuk, Ki Ofar Ata, discusses that why over here the stress is Ata on the Aleph, but sometimes we find the stress is on the Tav, Ata. And he discusses over there how we should stress it in Shemoneh Esrei when we say, Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lo Yeshia. The stress should be Mechaye Mesim Ata on the Aleph, not Mechaye Mesim Ata Rav Lo Yeshia. Ayin Shom in Parshas Bereishis on the words, Ki Ofar Ata. And the pasuk continues, Vayisa Avram es Einov, and Avram lifted his eyes, Vayar, and he saw, Vihine Ael, and behold, there was a ram over there. Rashi says that this ram was prepared for Avram, Misheshes Shemei Bereishis, from the 6 days of creation. Achar, afterwards, after the Malach told him that he should not shech Yitzchak, that's when he saw this Ael. Nechaz, it was caught, Basvach, in the trees, Bekarnov with his horns. The ayel was running toward Avram, but the satan caused it to get caught in the bushes. Vayelech Avram vayigach es ha'ayel. And Avram went and took this ram, vayaaleu la'oilo, and he brought it up as an oilo, tachas benoi, instead of his son. Rashi says that by each one of the avodos that he did with this ayel, when he shechted it, he said, let it be as if my son was shechted. And when he placed the blood on the Mizbeach, he said, let it be as if Yitzchak's blood was on the Mizbeach. And when he burnt it, he said, let it be as if my son was burnt and became ashes. Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokim Ahu. And Avram called this place Hashem Yireh, which means Hashem should see this place, a place fit for his Shekhinah to be Shoreh, to rest his Shekhinah, and for Klal Yisrael to bring Karbonos. Asher Yeyomer Hayoim, so that any person that reads this Pasuk, on the day that he reads this Pasuk, he will be able to say, Behar, in this mountain, Hashem Yeroeh, Hashem is seen. His Shekhinah is over here. That is Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat is, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokim Ahu Hashem Yireh. He called it Hashem Yireh, which means Hashem should always see the ashes of the Akedas Yitzchak as a kapara, as an atonement for Klal Yisrael. Asher Yeomer Hayoim, in order that any person that will read this pasuk will say on the day that he reads it, Behar, in this mountain, Hashem Yeroeh, Hashem sees the ashes of Yitzchak. And that's where the name of Yerushalayim comes about, because we saw earlier that Yerushalayim was called Sholem. Like the Pasuk says, Umalki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Malki Tzedek was the king of Sholem in Parshas Lech Lecha. So Yerushalayim was called Sholem. And now, Avram called it Yireh. So if you put the two together, Yireh Sholem, it becomes Yerushalayim. Vayikra Malach Hashem al Avram Sheinis min HaShomayim. And the Malach Hashem called a second time to Avram from the heaven. Vayomer, and he said, Binishvati Nu'um Hashem. I swear in myself, Hashem says, Ki, because Yan Asher Asisas Adavar Hazeh, since you did this great thing, the Akedah, V'loi Chosachto Es Bincho Es Yechidecho, you did not refrain from me, your son, your only son. Ki Vorech Avarecho, Bench, I will bench you. It's a double lashon, because one bracha is La'av to Avram, and one bracha is Labain to Yitzchak. V'har Ba'arbe, and I will multiply you. Again, Achas La'av, V'achas Labain. I will multiply your children like the stars of the sky, and like the sand by the seashore. And your children, your offspring, will inherit the gates of its enemies. V'hisbarachu v'zaracha kol goyei ha'oretz. And all the nations of the world will bless in your children. They will say, let our children be like the children of Avram. Ekev asher shamata b'koili. All these brachos will take effect because you listen to my voice. Although some of these brachos were already given to Avram in the previous parashiyos, we do see some changes in these brachos. First of all, in Pasuk Tezayin, like Ramban explains, over here Hashem swore to Avram, Bi Nishbati, which he did not do in the past. Secondly, we do not find that Hashem said that your children will be Chachoil Asher Al Svaseyom, like the sand of the sea, Kichoich Ve'ashamayim, like the stars, Ka'afar Ha'oretz, like the dust of the earth. That was said earlier, but not Chachoil Asher Al Svaseyom. And also, the fact that it says V'yirash Zaracho Eshar Oivov was not said earlier. And also V'zbarachu V'zaracha Kol Goyei Ha'oretz. Although Hashem said V'nivrachu V'cha, they will bless in you. But here he says V'zbarachu V'zaracha, the blessing will be in your children. V'yoshav Avram El Na'orov, and Avram returned to his young men, to Eliezer and to Yishmael. V'yakumu, and they got up. V'yelchu Yachtov El Be'er Shova, they went together to Be'er Shova. V'yeshev Avraham B'Be'er Shova, and Avram settled in Be'er Shova. And Rashi says it does not mean he's actually settling there, because at this point Avram lived in Hebron. Avram lived in the land of Pelishtim for 26 years, from the age of 99 until the age of 125. And then he went back to Hebron 12 years before the Akedah. So why over here does it say that he went and settled B'Be'er Shova? Ramban explains that he just went for a short time because he wanted to daven to Hashem by the Eshel, which is either an orchard or an inn that Avram set up in Be'er Shova. He wanted to give thanks to Hashem for saving his son Yitzchak by the Akedah, and therefore he went to the Eshel in Be'er Shova. Vayihi acharei hadevarim o'ele, and it was after these words. And Rashi explains, which words was it after? It was after Avram was thinking that he almost killed Yitzchak, and if that would have happened, he would not have any children left. He was thinking that he should have married off Yitzchak at an earlier age to the daughters of Aner, Eshkol, or Mamre. And after those thoughts, Hashem said, don't worry, Yitzchak's bazug, Yitzchak's future spouse, has already been born. Vayugad l'Avram, and it was told to Avram Lamar, Hine yodo Milka gam hi bonim l'Nachor achicha. Milka also bore children to Nachor, your brother. And the reason why it says gam hi, she also bore, was because her family was very similar to the family of Avram. Because in the family of Avram, we have the 12 Shvatim, in which 8 of them were born from the main wives of Yaakov, and 4 of them were born from the Shvachis, from the maids. Here also, Nachor had 8 children from his main wife, and 4 from a Pilegesh. And the Pasuk says, as Utz Bechoroi, Utz his Bechor, and Buz Achiv, his brother. As Kemuel, Avi Aram, Kemuel, the father of Aram. As Kesed, Ves Chazoi, Ves Pildosh, Ves Yidlof, Ves Besuel. So from here we see that Nachor had 8 children from his main wife, Milcah. Ubesuel Yolad es Rivka, and Besuel had Rivka. Shmoina Eila Yolda Milcah leNachor Achi Avram. These 8 children Milcah bore to Nachor, the brother of Avram. And the whole reason for telling us all these children is only because of Besuel, who had Rivka. Ufilakshoi, and Nachor's Pilegesh was Ushma Ruuma, her name was Ruuma, Vatelet Gamhi, and she also gave birth to Tevach, Gacham, Tachash, and Ma'achol. Now let us go back on the Rashis. Zot Rashi, Achar HaDevorim Ho'ele, Pasuk Aleph, Yesh Merabri Seinu Omrim, there are those of our Rabbonim that say, Achar Dvoro Shel Satan, it means after the words of the Satan, Shehoye Mekatreg Va'omer, he was accusing and saying, Mikol Suda She'osar Avram, from the whole Suda that Avram did, when Yitzchak was 2 years old, Lo Hikriv Lefanecha Par Echad O Ya'el Echad, he did not sacrifice before you, not even one bull or one ram. Amaloi, Hashem answered, Klum Asa Ela Bishvil Benoi, the whole Suda was for his son Yitzchak. Ilu Hayisi Omerloi, were I to tell him, Zvachoi Soi Lefanai, Shech Yitzchak before me, Loi Hoya Me'akev, he would not refrain. And therefore Hashem tested Avram. One has to wonder, why did the Satan wait so many years in order to make these accusations? The Suda for Yitzchak was done when Yitzchak was 2 years old. Now we are 35 years later, when Yitzchak was 37 at the Akedah, and first now the Satan is making these accusations. Be'er Basada on Rashi answers that the Satan is only Makatrig B'Shas HaSakana. The Satan makes his accusations and tries to do bad when a person is in a state of Sakana. And since at this point, Sarah was at the age of 127 years old, she was considered in a state of Sakana because she only lived 127 years. Therefore, the Satan waited until Avram's family was in a state of Sakana in order to make these accusations. And Rashi continues, V'yesh Oimrim, a second shot. Achad Dvarav Shal Yishmael. After the words of Yishmael, Shehoye Mispar Al Yitzchak, because he was boasting over Yitzchak, Shemol Ben Yod Gimel Shana V'lay Micha, that he had a bris milah at the age of 13 and did not refrain from doing it. Amar lo Yitzchak. Yitzchak said to him, Be'ever Echad Ata Mi'ar'eni, you are trying to scare me with one limb. Ilu Amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem were to tell me, Zvach Atzmecha Lefonai, shecht your whole body before me, lo yisi ma'akev, I would not refrain. So don't try to boast yourself over me with one aver. And therefore Hashem tested Avram. According to Rashi's second shot, there is a slight problem in the pasuk, because since Achar HaDevar Mo'ele is referring to after the words of Yitzchak, who said that he would let his whole body be shechted for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the pasuk should have said, after these words, Hashem tested Yitzchak, not Hashem tested Avram. And Rashi continues, Hineni, here I am. Kach hi ani yosan shel chasidim. So is the response of pious people. Loshen Anovo, who it is an expression of humbleness, ulashon zimun, and an expression of readiness. And Rashi says, kach no, please take, eino elolashon bakosho. No over here means please. Omaloi, Hashem said, bivakosho mimcho, I am asking from you, amoid li bezeh hanesoyin, stand firm in this test, shelo yomru, so that people should not say, harishonos, the first test, loy hoyo behen mamash, were not substantial, because you did not pass this test. As Bincha, Amaloi, Avram said, Shnei Banim Yeshli, I have two sons. Amaloi, Hashem said, Es Yechidcha, your only son. Amaloi, Avram said, Ze Yochid Li'imai, Ze Yochid Li'imai. Each one is the only one to his mother. Amaloi, Hashem said, Asher Ahavta, the one that you love. Amaloi, Shnehem Ani Oyev, I love both of them. Amaloi, Es Yitzchak, he therefore said Yitzchak. V'lamaloi Gila Loi Mitchila, why didn't Hashem say right away, Kachno es Yitzchak? Shiloi la'arvavoi, not to confuse him, pisaim suddenly. V'tazuach daitoi, olav, and then he will become disoriented, v'titroif, and he will become mixed up. So therefore, he stalled it a little bit by saying, es binchos yechidcha asher ahavta. I was wondering what that really means, that Hashem stalled by saying a few more words. Bishlam, I understand in the Pasuk further, in Pasuk Dalet, when it says that Hashem first showed him the mountain on the third day, so he stretched it out for a couple of days in order that Avram would be able to think about it and not rush into it. But by the fact that he just said a few more words, as bincha, as yechidcha, asher ahavta, that would be considered stalling and enabling Avram to think about it more and not entering it in a state of confusion? What's pshat in this Rashi? And Rashi gives a second terrorist. The reason why it says, as bincha, as yechidcha, asher ahavta, kidei lechavev olov, es ha-mitzvah, in order to make precious the mitzvah, to make precious Yitzchak. Belitin leischar al kol dibor v'dibor, in order to give him reward for every dibor. For every dibor of bincha yechidcha asher ahavta, if Avram goes and shechs Yitzchak, he will get schar for killing his son, his only son, the one that he loves. Eretz Hamaria, Yerushalayim. It's referring to Yerushalayim. V'chein b'divrei ayomim, livnois es beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim b'har Hamaria. To build the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim, in Har HaMoriah. So we see Har HaMoriah is Yerushalayim. For Rabbi Seinu Pirshu, why does it say Moriah referring to Yerushalayim? Our Rabbanim explain, Al Shem Shemisham Hayra Yoytzeli Yisrael, because from there, from Yerushalayim, instruction and Psak Halacha come out to Klal Yisrael. V'onkelis Tergmoy, and Targum explained, Al Shem Avoydes HaKeteris, because the Keteris took place in Yerushalayim, Sheyeshboy, that has in it the spices of Mor and Nerd, Ushar Besamim, and other spices. So since the Keteris, which had the Besamim of Mor in it, was in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was called called Maria. V'ha'aleu, and bring him up. Le'omer le'shechateu, Hashem never told him to shecht it. L'fishalei ha'yachaviz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shechatoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wanted Avram to shecht Yitzchak. Ela le'haleu lahar, bring him up to the mountain. La'asayse oila, to make him into an oila. U'mishaleu, once he brought him up, omer le'haridu, he told him to bring him down. Achar ha'orim, on one of the mountains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashal tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes tzadikim to wait, v'achar kach megal lahem, and then he reveals to them the place. B'chol zeh kedei lahar bo yisecharon, and all this is only in order to enable them to get more schar. V'chein, and so we find in Parshas Lech Lecha, where Hashem said, Lech Lecha, go el ha'oret asher areka, to the place that I will show you. He did not tell him which land right away. V'chein b'yoyna, and so too b'yoyna. The Pasuk says, V'koro eleho es akriya. And he called to her the proclamation, asher ani dover elecha, which I will tell you in the future. He did not say which kriya it was right away. V'yashkem, and Avram got up early in the morning, Zagrashi in his Darius la-mitzvah. He rushed in order to do the mitzvah. And it is interesting that Rashi first points out the Lashon of Ayashkem, which means that he rushed and got up early in the morning, first over here, in Perichov Beis, Pasuk Gimel. When the Pasuk had already said Vayashkem Avram Baboiker in two other instances in this Parsha. In Perich Yutes, Pasuk of Zion, the Pasuk says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker El Amokem Asher Omet Shom Es Pnei Hashem, after the destruction of Sodom. And also when he chased away Yishmael and Hagar, the Pasuk says in Perikhov Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker. And in both of the earlier instances, Rashi does not say anything. He first says it here in Perikhov Bey's Pasuk Gimel. And Rashi continues, Vayachavosh, and Avram saddled. He himself saddled his donkey. He did not command any of his servants. Because love of doing something ruins and changes the normal way of action. And since the normal way would have been for his servants to do it, but since Avram loved the mitzvah so much, he saddled his donkey by himself. And we find also by Yosef that he tied his horses to his chariot, even though he was the king, in order to be mechabed his father and visit him after not seeing him for so many years. On the other hand, we find that Pare and Bilam saddled and tied their horses to their chariots to do negative actions. They went against Klal Yisrael, Pare to run and chase after Klal Yisrael, and Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. So Avram and Yosef did this action to do a mitzvah, and Pare and Bilam did this action to do an avera. Zakrashi es shnei na'orav, his two young men, Yishmael and Eliezer, he took with him. She'ein adam choshev v'shoi latzis laderech, because an important person is not allowed to go on the road b'loy beis anoshim without two people being with him. She'im yitzdarech ho'echad l'nekavav, because if one will have to attend his needs, yeh hasheni imoy, the second one will always still be there with him. So we really want one person to always be with adam choshev, and in order to have one person there at all times, one must take two people. Vayivaka, and he cut. Tagumai utzalach, he divided. Kamoi vitzolchu hayarden, he divided the yarden. Lashon bikua, a lashon of cutting in half. Sindrabalaz. Bayom hashlishi, on the third day. Lama iche milaharoisa miyad. Why did Hashem push off to show Avram the mountain right away? In order that people should not say that he confused him suddenly, and he was in a state of confusion when he decided to do the Akedah. If he were to have time to consult his heart, he would have never done the Akedah. Zakrashi vayaris hamokoim, and he saw the place. Ra onon kosho alahor, he saw a cloud affixed to the top of the mountain. Ad koi, we will go ad koi, Zakrashi, kalemer derech muet, a short distance, lamokim asher lefanenu, to the place before us. Umedrish agoda, the Medrish agoda says, Ere, I will check out and see, heichan hu masha omeli hamokoim, where is this that Hashem said, Koy yiyeh zaracha, like this will be your children. Since he is telling me now to shecht Yitzchak, how will he be able to keep his word and make my children kechoich v'ashamayim, koy yiyeh zaracha? So therefore the Pasuk is saying, Neelcha, let us go, ad koy, and see how Hashem will fulfill koy yiyeh zaracha. V'noshuva, and we will return, nisnabe, Avram said in Nevua, she'oshuvu shnehem, that both of them would return. Hama'acheles, he took the knife, Sakin, a knife. Why was the knife called a ma'acheles? Zok Rashi, al shem she'acheles es ha'bosor, because a knife consumes flesh, it cuts into the flesh. K'moy d'teimo, like the pasuk says in Devarim, v'charbi toich ha'bosor, my sword will consume flesh. And second of all, v'shem achsheres bosor la'achila, it also makes flesh kosher to eat through shechita, therefore it is called ma'acheles, something that enables us to eat the meat. Davar acher, a third pshat, zois nikras ma'acheles. This specific knife is called ma'acheles. Al shem sheyisrael oichlim matan schara, because the Yidden eat the reward for many years to come. This specific knife was called ma'acheles, because according to the other pshatim, any knife can be called a ma'acheles, because all knives cut and consume the basar. All knives enable food to be eaten. But this specific knife is a knife that the Yidden will reap the reward for many years to come. So Rashi, Vayelchu Shneim Yachtav, they both went together. Avram Yodea Shehoilech Lishchayes Benoi. Avram, who knew what he was doing, that he was going to shecht his son, Hayahoilech Beratzim Vesimcha, he went with a desire and happiness, Ki Yitzchak, just like Yitzchak, Shelay Hoya Margish Bedavar, who did not know where he was going, that he was going to be killed. Yiraloi Haseh, Hashem said, and Avram said that Hashem will show us the sheep. Kilomer, Yira v'yivcha lo yaseh, he will see and choose for us a sheep. V'im ein seh, but if there is no sheep, le'oila b'ni, then my son will be the oila, Yitzchak will be the oila. V'yaf api shehevin Yitzchak shehu hoylech lishachet, even though Yitzchak saw now that he will be killed, v'yel chushneem yachto b'leif shoveh, they both went together with one heart. V'yakoid, and Avram tied Yitzchak. So Rashi, Yodo v'raglov me'achorov, he tied his hands and feet behind him. Hayodayim v'raglayim biyachar, hands and feet tied together. Maskela David explains that this does not mean all four together behind him, but rather one hand to one foot and the other hand to the other foot. He akeda, this is what akeda means. V'hu lashon akudim, and this is the language of akudim in Parshas Vayetze, referring to the goats that had spots on them. Shehoyu karsu lehem levenim, because their ankles were white. Makom she'oktim oisan boy hayanikar, the place where they were tied, which were their ankles, were recognizable because they had white spots over there. Avram, Avram, the Malach said Avram's name twice. Lashachibuhu shekayfel shemoy. It is a language of love when somebody doubles over and repeats somebody's name. Al tishlach lishchait. Do not send your hand to shecht Yitzchak. Amalai, Avram said, im kein lechinam basi lekan. If so, I came for no reason. Esa by chavolo, let me at least make a wound, v'oisi mimenu ma'adam, and take out a little blood. Amalai, Hashem, the Malach said, al tas loy me'uma, do not do me'uma, zagrashi, al tas by mum, don't even make a blemish. Ki ato yadati, because now I know that you are a God-fearing person. Amar Rababa. Rababa said, Amalai Avram, this is what Avram said, Efarish lefone sichosi, I will explain before you my words, my thoughts. Etmol, yesterday, Amartali, you said to me, Ki bi Yitzchak yikar lechozera, that in Yitzchak will my children and my offspring be called. Bechozarete vi Amarta, and then you said, Kachnos bincha, you told me to kill Yitzchak. Achshav now, ata oimerli al tishlach yodcha, you are telling me, don't touch him, do not kill him, El Hanar. Amalai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Le'achala Barisi, I never was Mechalel my bris, Umoisei Sefosai Le'ashane, and I never changed my words. Keshomarti L'chokach, when I told you, take, Moitzi Sifosai Loyashana, I did not change my word. Loyamarti Lechoshichoteu, I never told you to Shecht Yitzchak, Elahaleu, bring him up. Asate, you brought him up. Achte, take him down. Ki ato yodati, because now I know. Me ato yeshli ma lahoshiv l'satan ula umais. Now I have what to answer the satan and the nations. Hatmiim who wonder, mahi chibasi etzlecha, what is my love for you? Yeshli pischan peachshav. Now I have what to say. Sheroyim, because they see, ki rei elekim ato, you are a very God-fearing person. And there was a ram over there. This ram was already there from the 6 days of creation. After the Malach said, "Al tishlach yodcha, do not touch Yitzchak," Ra'ohu, that's when they saw this. That's when he saw this ayel. Kishu nechaz, when it was attached and caught with his horns. Bhu shemetargamin v'zakaf Avram enoy basar ilain, and Avram saw afterwards. What does afterwards mean? After the words of the Malach. Basvach, So Rashi Ilan, it means a bush, a tree, Bekardov, with his horns, Shayaros Eitzel Avram. The isle was running toward Avram. The Satan caused it to get entangled in the bushes. Tachas Benoi. After the Pasuk says that he brought him for an Oilah, the Pasuk is not missing any words. Mahu tachas benoi. Why was it necessary to say instead of his son? So Rashi al kol avoida she'asa mimenu. After every avoida that he did with this isle, hayim espalal va'omer, Avram would daven and say, Yehi rotzon shetehezu ki ilu hi asuya bibni. He davened and said, it should be the will of Hashem that this should be considered as if I did it to my son. Ki'ilu b'ni shachot, as if my son was slaughtered. Ki'ilu damei zorok, as if my son's blood was sprinkled on the mizbeach. Ki'ilu b'ni mufshat, as if my son's skin was taken off. Ki'ilu hu nikdar v'nas edeshen, as if he was smoked on the mizbeach and became a pile of ashes. And Avram called this place Hashem Yireh. Pshuta kitagumai, the simple meaning is like Targum. Hashem yivchar v'yira lo'es ha'mokim hazeh. Hashem should choose and see this place. L'hashreis bo'y shechinosai, to be mashre and dwell his shechina upon this place. U'lahakrav kan karbonois, and to bring karbonois. Asher ye'yomer hayoim, she'yomru li'me hadoris. For generations later they will say, Olav, on this place, b'har zeh, on this mountain, yira ha'kodesh baruch hu la'amoy, Hashem appears to his nation. Zot Rashi Hayoim, Hayomim Ho Asidim, it means the future generations and days. K'moy Ad Hayom Hazeh Shebechol HaMikra, this is what Ad Hayom Hazeh means in all of the Torah. Shekol HaDoros HaBoim, all future generations, HaKoyrim Es HaMikra Hazeh, who read this Pasuk, Omrim, they will say, Ad Hayom Hazeh, until this day, Al Hayom She'omdim Bo, on the day that they are standing there, on the day that they are reading this Pasuk. Even when they read this Pasuk in future generations, they will still be able to say, Ad Hayom Hazeh, that this even exists in our days. U'medrash Agoda, Rashi brings a medrash, a second shot in Hashem Yireh. So Rashi, Hashem Yireh Akeda Zu, Hashem should see this Akeda, L'Sleach L'Yisrael, as an atonement for Klal Yisrael, B'chol Shana, every year, U'l'atzilam min ha'peronios, and to save them from punishment. K'dei she'yomer ha'yom hazeh b'chol ha'doris ha'boim, in order that future generations will be able to say, on this day, B'har Hashem Yireh, in this mountain, Hashem sees. What does he see? Afore shel Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak. Tzavor va'omed l'kapara. He sees the ashes of Yitzchak piled up and standing there for an atonement for Klal Yisrael for all generations. And the Malach gave a bracha to Avram and Yitzchak. Borech avarechecho, achas la'av, achas la'ben. One bracha for Avram and one for his son Yitzchak. Tahar be'arbe, multiply, I will multiply, achas la'av, achas la'ben. One for the father and one for the son. Vayeshev Avram be'er sheva, and Avram settled in Be'er Sheva. Lo yeshiva mamish, it does not mean he actually settled. Shaharei b'chevron hayayoshev, he was already living in Chevron. Yud be'ishonim l'fnei akidas shel Yitzchak, because 12 years before the Akedah, Yotami Be'er Sheva, he left Be'er Sheva, v'holach le'chevron, and he settled in Chevron. K'mo shenema, like the Pasuk says, v'yogar Avram be'eretz Pelishtim yomim rabim. Avram lived in the land of Pelishtim for many years, Meruvim Mishal Chevron, more than the years of Chevron, and Harishonim, which were the first. And since he lived in Chevron for 25 years, so we know he lived in the land of Pelishtim for 26. Vehem Chofav Shana, that is 26 years, Kemoshe Pirashna Lamalo, like I explained earlier. So therefore he lived in Pelishtim from the age of 99 till 125. And that Akedah was when he was 137. So he was already living in Chevron for 12 years. So why did the Pasuk say, Vayeshev Avram Be'er Sheva, he settled in Be'er Sheva? And that we said that the Ramban answers, he went to Davin and to give thanks to Hashem for saving his son Yitzchak in Be'er Sheva. He went to Be'er Sheva by the Eshel, which he built over there. Acharei Hadavar Mo'ele, after these events, Vayugad La'Avram, and it was told to Avram that Rivka was born. B'shuvay mehar hamariah, when Avram returned from Har HaMariah, hay Avram maharer, Avram was thinking va'imer and saying, ilu haya b'ni shachot kvar, if my son was already slaughtered, haya hoylech b'leibonim, he would have gone without any children. Haya li la'asiyah isha I should have married him off at an earlier age to the daughters of Anar Eshkol or Mamre. Bisra HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu informed him, Shenolda Rivka Bazugai, that Rivka, his future spouse, was born. Vizeu Acharei HaDevarim Ha'eleh. That is what the Pasuk means, Acharei HaDevarim Ha'eleh. It means, Hirhure Dvarim, the thoughts of Avram, Shehayu Al Yedei Akedah, that came about through the Akedah. And the Mepharshim ask, that Rashi says earlier, that achar means samoch. When it says achar, it means right away. But acharei means muflug. It means at a distant time. So why does the pasuk say acharei hadavar ma'ele if it means immediately following the events and the thoughts of Avram? And Chizkuni answers that although Rashi says in Lech Lecha that acharei means muflug, it does not mean that it always means muflug, but it means that it can mean both, samoch and muflug. Achar always means immediately, but acharei can sometimes mean immediately and sometimes mean muflug at a distant time. Over here, acharei means right away, immediately after the thoughts of Avram. So says Chizkuni. Gamhi, why does it say that Milka also gave birth to children? What is the lashon of Gam? Afi hishvasa mishpachaseh l'mishpachas Avram. Her family was similar to the family of Avram. Yud Beis 12. Ma Avram Yud Beis shvatim sheyotu miYaakov. Just like by Avram, the 12 shvatim that emerged from Yaakov. Ches b'nei hagaviros, v'dalad b'nei hashvachos. 8 were from the main wives, and 4 were from the children of the shvachos. Af elu ches b'nei hagaviros. 8 were from Nachor's main wife, Milka, v'dalet b'nei Pelegesh, and 4 came from the Pelegesh Ru'uma. And that's why it says Gamhi, because she was similar to the family of Avram. V'suel yolad is Rivka, and V'suel had Rivka. Kol ha'yichusim halalu, all these yichus and all these children that were mentioned in the past few psukim, la'nichtavu, were not written, ela b'shvil pasuk zeh, only because it wanted to get down to this pasuk and to say that Besuel had Rivka, and therefore Hashem was telling Avram, don't worry that Yitzchak was not married because his future spouse was already born.